34강, 35강 실전 모의고사 4회 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jane, have you ever been to the Bloomingdale Gallery?
Sure, I've been there many times.
I'm thinking of going there tomorrow. Is it far from here?
2번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Josh, can I borrow your lawnmower?
Sure, but I thought you had one.
Mine is broken. I have to get it repaired.
3번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Have you had trouble losing weight? Have you gone on a fast, tried numerous kinds of diets or registered for an expensive fitness center without achieving your intended results? If so, don't give up. My Diet Pal will help you reach your weight loss goals. This is a free smartphone application, providing a calorie calculator, step counter, and meal plans. My Diet Pal also provides motivational sayings, diet guidelines, and helpful reminders, which will inspire you, help you stay on track, resist food cravings, and overcome laziness. Join millions of other satisfied users all around the world.
4번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Kevin. How are you?
Not very good. I couldn't sleep well last night because of terrible neck pain.
Let me see. Your neck feels so stiff.
Do you think I should go see a doctor about it?
No, as long as you don't have a fever or aren't vomiting.
Okay. How about getting a massage?
That'd be a good idea. And try applying a cold pack by filling up a plastic bag with ice and wrapping a thin towel around it.
Oh, not a hot pack?
That would help too, but using it after applying a cold pack is a much better way to relieve your pain.
I didn't know that.
Also, avoid doing any intensive physical activity for a couple of days and keep applying packs.
All right. Thank you, Julie.
5번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Mr. Robinson. Did you make it to the museum without any problems?
Yes. The map you gave me was very useful. It was easy to find.
I'm glad to hear that.
By the way, can you recommend a good restaurant nearby?
Sure. Actually, our restaurant on the second floor has a variety of really good dishes.
I'm sure it does, but since I had breakfast there, I'd like to eat out this evening.
I see. Then I'd recommend the Chinese restaurant right across the street. The main chef there is amazing.
Thanks. I'll try it. And what time do I have to check out tomorrow?
Anytime before 11 a.m. But don't forget that breakfast is served only until 9.
Okay. Can you give me a wake-up call at 8?
Sure. Anything else?
No, thank you.
I'm glad to help out. Please let me know if you need anything else.
6번 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Judy, is this a picture of the Agrodome sheep show you always talk about?
Yes. You know, the show is really popular among visitors in New Zealand.
I see. What is the word merino below the sheep in the middle? Is that its name?
No, merino is the name of the breed.
Oh, I see. This dog chasing three ducks must be a sheepdog.
Yes, I heard that a single sheepdog can control up to 300 sheep.
Wow, that's amazing. Who is that guy wearing a sleeveless shirt?
You mean the guy holding a camera? That's Jack, the show host.
I see. He is taking a picture of Susan.
Yes, she was scared at first, but after a while, she really wanted to get her picture taken with a sheep.
Sounds like fun. I hope I can visit there someday.
7번 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자를 위해 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Shelley, what are you doing?
Hi, Tom. I'm trying to make a reservation for Green Campsite.
Oh, I'm guessing there aren't many available. Have you found one?
Yes, I'm just about to finalize my reservation. Fantastic! I've reserved a campsite.
Great. When are you going?
August 1st. Oh, and Tom, could I borrow your cooler for my camping trip?
Sure, but mine can only hold up to 10 liters. Is that big enough?
Yeah, that should work fine.
All right, I'll bring it over later. Would you like to borrow my tent?
No, thanks. I have one.
Okay. By the way, could I borrow a couple of fishing poles this weekend? I'm going fishing with my kids for the first time.
Sure, I'll bring them over tomorrow.
Thanks. If the kids enjoy fishing, I'll buy them their own poles.
Sounds good.
8번 대화를 듣고 여자가 도서관에 갈 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Hello, Mom. What's up?
Hey, Jeremy. When are you coming home?
I'm not sure. I'm still at the library.
I see. Can you pick up some milk from the store on your way home?
Well, I'm thinking of studying here till late. You know, midterm exams are only 2 days away.
Right. Then where are you going to have dinner?
I'll just grab something from the convenience store next to the library.
Okay. Then what time will you be back home?
The library closes at 10, so I'll leave then. Will you be able to pick me up?
I'm sorry, I can't. I work the night shift tonight, but I'm sure your father can pick you up after he gets off work.
Okay. I will talk to him.
9번 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Rainbow Rentals, how may I help you?
Hello, is this the rental shop near the airport?
Yes, it is.
We need 2 scooters this Sunday.
Okay. The rental fee is $30 a day per scooter.
All right. So that's $60 in total.
Exactly. But we're currently having a seasonal promotion that gives you 10% off scooter rentals.
Sounds great.
Do you have your own helmets? Or will you need to rent helmets too? It's illegal to drive without one.
We'll also need to rent helmets. How much does it cost?
It's $5 a day, and helmet rentals aren't included in the promotion.
All right. I'd like to reserve 2 scooters and 2 helmets.
Okay, I'll reserve them right away.
(10번) 대화를 듣고 스포츠 센터에 관해 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Sue, have you been to the sports center that just opened up?
Yes, I went there with my family last Saturday, the day it opened.
Great. Is it true that it has 8 badminton courts?
Yes, and 4 basketball courts.
Wow, it's so huge. I can't wait to go see it.
You'll love it. I'm thinking of taking swimming lessons there.
Really? When?
Well, I don't have time on weekdays, so I'll register for weekend classes.
I see. I would like to take some sport lessons, too. Do you know what they offer?
I'm not sure. Why don't you check the Sports Center website? I'm sure you can find some information there.
Great idea. Do you know the address?
Yes, it's www.worldsports.net.
Thank you, Sue.
11번. 포스터 대회에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
May I have your attention, please? Rora Women's Rights Foundation is hosting a poster contest to counteract the media's use of negative images of women. For the contest, posters must be 9 inches by 12 inches, but there are no specific rules for the design. Also, the posters need to include the Rora Women's Rights Foundation website address, www.roarafoundation.org. Each poster must also include the poster creator's name, phone number, and email address on the back side. Lastly, an individual may submit multiple posters, but they must all be sent in one envelope or package to be accepted. For more information, please visit the website. Thank you.
12번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 선택할 활동을 고르시오.
Matthew, I got this brochure in the hotel lobby. It's about interesting activities in Queenstown.
Oh, great. Let's choose one we can do tomorrow.
All right. I don't think we have time for Milford bus tour, which takes almost a whole day.
Not only that, it's too expensive. We need to choose something less than $200.
Then what about winery tour? I heard that Queenstown wines are famous.
That sounds fine, but there's one problem.
What is that?
Since winery tour doesn't provide hotel pickup service, we'll have to get there by ourselves.
You're right. That'd be a headache.
Then, between the two activities left, which one do you think is more interesting?
Personally, I think Z-Boat seems a little bit boring.
Me too. Then let's do this.
13번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Janet Green speaking.
Hello, Miss Green. This is Mr. Thompson from Romeo High School.
Oh, Mr. Thompson. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just called you to discuss something about Robin.
Sure. Did he get into trouble at school?
No. But these days, he's not as lively as usual.
Hmm. Exactly what do you mean?
To be honest, he often dozes off during my classes as well as in other teachers' classes.
I'm sorry to hear that, Mr. Thompson. I think I know why.
Would you mind telling me why?
These days, he plays a lot of video games at home. He even sometimes plays them till really late at night.
That can eventually lead to more serious problems. Have you talked to him about it?
(14번) 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Julie, are you drinking another cup of coffee?
Yes. Do you want some too?
No, thanks. I already had some this morning. Julie, don't you think you drink too much coffee?
No. I believe drinking a lot of black coffee is healthy.
Really?
Yes. I heard that as long as we don't put sugar in it, coffee is good for us.
It is true that coffee without sugar is low in calories, but...
So do you think drinking a lot of coffee is bad for you?
What you told me might be true, but drinking more than 5 cups of coffee a day, like you, can't have a positive effect on your body because of caffeine.
You may be right. Too much of anything can be bad.
15번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 제니퍼가 리오에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Last week, Jennifer and Leo held a charity event to help their neighbors whose houses were severely damaged by a flood. Many people donated a lot of basic necessities, such as water and food. After delivering those items to the flood victims, Jennifer and Leo want to express their thanks to the people who made the donations. Leo suggests sending emails, but Jennifer has a different idea. She thinks that although sending emails is a good way to convey their appreciation, sending handwritten notes is more sincere. In this situation, what would Jennifer most likely say to Leo?
16번과 17번은 두 번 들려드립니다. 16번과 17번, 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Sometimes, when you feel exhausted after work, filling the bathtub with warm water and lighting an aromatherapy candle with a special scent can make you feel relaxed. But did you know that this can be harmful because most traditional candles use toxic paraffin wax? So, if you are a candle lover, try soy candles. All natural soy candles use soy-based wax, which offers much cleaner burning and creates less smoke than paraffin wax. Many people who complain about headaches after burning a paraffin candle will not have the same issue with soy candles. Soy candles are also a more cost-effective choice because they tend to burn slower and last longer than paraffin varieties. In addition to a cleaner scent, the scent of these candles spreads more quickly, filling an entire room with a pleasant smell in a short time. Plus, since making soy candles is quite easy, they can be good homemade gifts for your family and friends.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Sometimes, when you feel exhausted after work, filling the bathtub with warm water and lighting an aromatherapy candle with a special scent can make you feel relaxed. But did you know that this can be harmful because most traditional candles use toxic paraffin wax? So, if you are a candle lover, try soy candles. All-natural soy candles use soy-based wax, which offers much cleaner burning and creates less smoke than paraffin wax. Many people who complain about headaches after burning a paraffin candle will not have the same issue with soy candles. Soy candles are also a more cost-effective choice because they tend to burn slower and last longer than paraffin varieties. In addition to a cleaner scent, the scent of these candles spreads more quickly, filling an entire room with a pleasant smell in a short time. Plus, since making soy candles is quite easy, they can be good homemade gifts for your family and friends.
16번. 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 두 가지 양초의 다른 점으로 언급되지 않은 것은?